be alive this time. Many are dead. Give him the glory. You are among the living. It's only the living that can pray. It's only the living that can rejoice. It's only the living that can carry baby. It's only the living that can go to work. Give him the praise this morning. It's only the living that can look after family. It's only the living that can study the Bible. Let him hear your heart cry this morning of thanksgiving and gratitude. Father, I thank you. I thank you for what you are doing in my life. I thank you for what you are doing in my family. I thank you for what you are doing in your church. Thank you for showing us so much mercy, undeserved, 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 undeserved mercies. This morning, we have come to say thank you over our little ones, over our teenagers, over our youth, over our men, over our women. We are grateful over all the families in Jesus' house, the student. We are grateful. We cannot thank you enough for bringing your word to pass. You told us during the 14 days of power, prayer, and fasting in the month of June that there's going to be minimum of 5 houses even before the year ends. And just in the space of about 2 months, you have even done 4. And we thank you for the ones on the way. Thank you for baby christening yesterday. We are grateful for good news on the right, on the left, everywhere. Thank you for opening the heaven over Jesus' house. Excellent God, mighty God, you have been kind to us as individuals, as a church. So we cannot thank you enough. Is it for the gift of another baby? We cannot thank you enough. Money cannot buy. We thank you for gifts that money can buy and the one that money cannot buy. Lord, you are the center of it all. And we have come this morning to say thank you. We have come this morning to say, Eshe, O Baba. We are grateful this morning. We have come this morning to say, Eshe, O Baba. We are grateful. We don't know where our life will have been. Except, Lord, you have helped us. Except you have been with us. The enemy will have mocked our life, but you did not allow it. We have come this morning with a grateful heart, with a shout of joy to say thank you for what you are doing in your church. To you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. To you be all the praise. To you be all the adoration. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I give you all the glory. 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 Oh, yeah. I give you all the praises. I give you all the praise. Is somebody praising him this morning? I give you all the praise, my Allah. I give you all the praise. Oh, I give you all, I give you all, I give you all the glory, the glory, the glory. We must give him the glory so that he can do more. The glory, the glory, the glory. Oh, I give you all. I give you all. I give you all. For all you are doing in Jesus' name, the glory, the glory, the glory. I give you all the glory. I give you all the glory. I give you all. I give you all the praise. Malalalea, I give you all the praise. Now go ahead, thank him for what he's doing in your life. One of the lyrics or one of the lines of that song said, I don't know what my life will have been if I don't have you with me. Rather, a different song. I don't know how far my life will have gone if I don't have you with me. Eshe o baba, eshe o baba, eshe o baba, and indeed eshe o baba, eshe eshe o baba, eshe o baba, eshe o baba, is to say thank you, Lord, thank you, Father, for all this thing you are doing in your church. Baba, eshe o baba, eshe o baba. From the bottom of our heart, we have come this morning to say thank you. We have come this morning to say thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given time. If you are not sleeping, and I know you are awake this morning, I want you to please turn your Bible with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 100. Psalms 100, as we yet give God the praise. Psalms 100, and we are going to unmute our devices as we read together. Psalms 100 from verses 1 as we read together. One, two, go. Make a joyful
noise unto the Lord.
Oh, with gladness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Serve the Lord
with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. That the Lord is God.
That the Lord is
he
God.
Has made us, and not we ourselves, the His people, and the sheep of His pasture.
In time to
give with thanksgiving,
and into
His court with praise,
be
thankful unto Him and bless His
name.
His mercy
to His mercy is
last,
and due to the reservoir.
You are going to lift up to voices. The Bible says we are to enter his gate with thanksgiving. Come before the Lord, before his presence with singing. So you are going to thank God this morning. You are going to say, Father, thank you for the new songs in our mouth as a church. Go ahead and make that your prayer. When the Lord does new thing in his church, then that means he has put new songs in our mouth. So new songs, not necessarily that you are singing a new song, but rather is that you are praising him for what he has done. Say, Lord, I praise you this morning, Lord, for putting new songs in our mouth. We have come to your presence with sorrow, but rather with joy and thanksgiving. To you be all the glory, to you be all the honor, to you be all the praise. We are grateful this morning, Lord Jesus, for putting new songs in our mouth as individuals, as a church. You are wonderful. You are merciful. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Louder, amen.
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 Your next prayer point, you are going to be praying. You are going to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
grant Jesus
during Saturday's community outreach, like you have always been doing in the past, go ahead and make that your prayer, that the Lord grant us good weather, ask that the Lord save souls, ask that God will do things in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up to this morning, Father, we pray for good weather in the name of Jesus. We come against every form of interruption from the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the vision of soul in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Yeah.
There's one thing that every man needs. You need the help of God. And the mercy of God will bring about the help of God. Lamentation 3 from verse 22 tells us that it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Great is his faithfulness. You are going to pray this morning. You are going to say, Father, please go on to all members of Jesus. Go ahead and make that your prayer this morning, wherever you may be. Lift up your voice on now and say, Father, please be merciful unto all members of Jesus. Let each one enjoy your mercy. Those that have traveled, let them enjoy your mercy. Lord, let all our pregnant sisters enjoy your mercy. Let all our men enjoy your mercy. Let all our women enjoy your mercy. Let all our infant enjoy your mercy. Let all our toddler enjoy your mercy. Let all our teenagers enjoy your mercy. Let all our youth enjoy your mercy. This morning, Lord, we pray for mercy over every family in Jesus. This morning, let your mercy prevail over our nation as well. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to unmute your devices and join us and shout a big amen.
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 Devices are muted and join us to pray. Your next prayer point, you are going to pray and say, Father, and you are my helper. Arise and help me today. Make that your prayer this morning, wherever you may be. Father, I need help. Everybody need help. Everybody need help, from the pastor to everyone. We all need help. Say, Father, today I need your help. Today I need your help. Today your church needs your help. Today our community needs your help. Today our nation needs your help. Today in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given time. And lastly, you are going to say, Father, give a portion of the harvest among international students that are resumed in this fall in the city. Go ahead and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. There are many of them all around the city. There are many the Lord has ordained that they be planted in Jesus' house. Pray that the Lord will order them. The Lord will draft them. This will not miss their destiny. I want you to know, when somebody did not as a student, of course, that is the time where they decide the path to take in life. Pray and say, Father, draft all new students, draft them to your kingdom and to Jesus' house. Establish them that these ones may not miss it, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
God said, I should tell somebody, he said, you used to love prayer, you enjoy prayer. He said he has restored you back to that season where you praying over and over again in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Morning, I thank you for the grace again to appear before you, merciful God. We look back into our life and all we can see is your finger. We are grateful. Thank you for testimony upon testimony. We were thanking God for one yesterday. And yet in the middle of thanking you, yes, another message came in. Or how you have blessed one of your children, Lord, even with another house. We are grateful. As a church, indeed, you have opened the heaven spiritually, physically, materially. We went for baby dedication yesterday. While we're dedicating another baby, you are making our sisters fruitful. We can't thank you enough. Father, for the gift of life, for keeping us in the light, for not allowing darkness to overcome us, we are grateful. We are grateful for your mercy, for honoring your word. This morning, Father, your children have gathered before you. I know we need your mercy. I know we need help. I know every family here need help. This morning, let everyone that appear before you obtain help. Mm-hmm. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. You are our very present help in trouble. Anyone that may be in trouble, Father, send help to them this morning. Mm-hmm. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit, take over this leaf of clay, as we have always been doing, and let every word that proceed be such that bring honor to you. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. Amen. And the living soul will shout a big amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Let's take our hymn as we yet return the glory to God. To God be the glory. If you have your devices, please search it quickly. To God be the glory. Media, the Lord bless you. You are doing an awesome job. Let's have it very quick. To God be the glory. As we return all the glory to him, when you give God the glory that's due to his name, then you are set for unexpected miracle, signs and wonder. In the midst of God for one thing, then you see another thing coming your way. To God be the glory. Media, are we ready? To God be the glory. Thank you. God bless you. Let's unmute our devices together. One, two, go. To God be the glory.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Sound of rejoicing will not cease from your tabernacle in Jesus' name.
Amen.
For somebody, I want you to rejoice in every stage of life that you are in. Rejoice. Rejoice. Don't allow things to dictate how you praise God. Rejoice, but always, as you rejoice, the Lord will answer your prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Mute your devices for just for a few minutes. God began to talk to us. Thank God for yesterday. God help us to pray. Praying for the church. Yet this morning, as we have prayed, God has also answered our prayers in Jesus' name. Walking in the Spirit. Now we understand that there are three key words we must pay attention to in walking in the Spirit. Number one, it involves walking. Number two, it involves living. That means you are living in the Spirit. That means you are living in the Spirit of God. And then you are being led by the Spirit of God. So walking, living, and being led. Those are key words there. Also, we understand that it simply means to rely absolutely on God. Rely absolutely on God. Walking in the Spirit does not translate literally that, oh, you're telling people, oh, I'm walking in the Spirit, or I'm walking. No, that's not what we are talking about. It simply means your spirit aligning with the Spirit of God. It means the ability to hear God clearly. It means the ability to discern the mind of God at every particular situation. Now, I want you to turn your Bible with me to Galatians chapter 5, verse 18, and Romans 8, verse 1. Galatians 5, 18, and then Romans chapter 8, verses 1. The Bible says, but Galatians 5:18 now, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. So our focus in this brief moment is under the law. Now, if you read Romans chapter 8, verses 1, Romans chapter 8, verses 1. Now, I would have loved somebody to read, but we don't have time. Now, I read verse 1 here. Now, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Look at that. Look at the condition after that. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, can you see the correlation between Galatians chapter 5 and verse 18? And also now the book of Romans chapter 8. Verses 1. Now, verses 2 said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from what? The law of sin and death. Now, we'll pause there. I want to encourage you to read the entire scripture for yourself. Now, brethren, what it means to walk in the Spirit, number 3, is is to not no longer dwell under the law, because we are no longer, we are no longer under the law, but we are under grace. Now, you see, the law may permit many things, but you see, law came by Moses, but grace came through Jesus Christ. Now, what that brings to us is this: anyone who is walking in the flesh is still operating under the law. Anyone walking in the spirit is operating under what? Grace. That's the difference. So we are no longer to be operating under the law. You know, when we talk about the law, you know, you're talking, there's the law of the spirit, there's the law of the flesh. Now, for, you know, for instance, there are some, you know, so to say, faith, quote and unquote faith, who believes that when they wash their hand, wash their face, wash their leg, five times in a day, they are clean before God. But Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 15, he said, what defiles a man is not the things outside. He said, what defiles a man is inside. So if a man is a killer inside his heart, and then he says he's going to wash his hand, wash his face, wash his leg, you're only taking care of the physical. But what is actually the issue is not outside. It is inside. And so anyone walking in the flesh, they are actually operating under the law. So now there are some people now who also believe that this is a cross. This is the cross of Jesus Christ. They believe when they use the cross like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, just touch their head, touch their chest and everything, they believe what? They are cleansed. No, you are not cleansed that way. You are not cleansed that way. Those are under the law. Now we are under the grace. Walking in the spirit, your spirit has to align. You may use the Bible and use to touch your head 1,000 times in a day. You may use the cross to touch every part of your body or your children. It doesn't change anything if you are not changed from inside. And that's why Jesus Christ oftentimes will tell the Pharisee, he say, ye hypocrites. He say, ye hypocrites. He say, you are washing the outside of the cup. He say, but inside is like a sepulcher. He say, inside is like a dead man. Now, so Jesus Christ, you will see oftentimes, will tell the Pharisee, you are focusing on the outside, but you are not focusing on the inside. So, brethren, what it means to walk in the spirit is don't walk under the law anymore. Religion will not take anybody to heaven. What takes you to heaven is that you are born again. What takes you to heaven is that you are following the will, the plans of God, the commandment of God. You are following the teaching of Christ. You are following God with all your heart. Your heart is right with God. You know, somebody can wash his hand and wash his face and wash his leg, yet he's still going to, you know, be taking somebody else's wife. And then the person will say, he's a very religious man. No. Enough of all those religious things. What is important is that as a child of God, do not walk under the law, but rather walk under grace. I want you to bow down your head as we pray this morning. What does it mean to walk in the spirit? It simply means no longer under the law. Those religious things that you used to do, that you think when you do them, it makes you free from sin. No, those things no longer cannot deliver you. It is when you allow the Spirit of God to purge you to do what he has instructed you to do. For instance, if somebody said, well, he was supposed to forgive somebody, and the Holy Spirit has prompted his spirit and said, forgive this person that has offended you. But the person said no, but the person decided and said, okay, I'm going to use Bible to touch my head, to touch my brain. As I'm going, no evil will befall me. Can you see the mistake? So people are religious, but they are not following what God said. So you are going to pray this morning. You are going to say, my Father, I thank you for sending your word unto me this morning. Go ahead and make that your prayer, wherever you may be. Give him the glory this morning. Let him hear your voice. Father, I thank you for sending your word unto me. commanding me that I should no longer walk under the law, but rather I should be under grace. Now I am under grace. Lord, I am grateful. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I want you to unmute your device as you pray the next two prayer points. Very important for every one of us, like every other prayer. You are going to pray and say, Father, please deliver me from religiosity. And help me to align my spirit with your spirit.
And
help me to obey your spirit at all times. Religious people. Religious person. But I want practicing Christian. Father, name of Jesus. Deliver me from religiosity. I want to be a heart follower of Jesus Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to pray and say, Father, as you pray that prayer, you see, if you can rule over your flesh, you will walk in the spirit. You are going to say, Father, grant me the grace.
Grant me the grace.
Rule over my flesh. Keep to the leading of the Holy Spirit always. In the name of
Jesus, my Father.
Amen. Now you can mute your devices. You want the Lord to do for you. You are no longer under the flesh. You are no longer under the law, but now under grace. If you walk by the law of the spirit, you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Lift up your voice, wherever you may be this morning. Pour out your heart unto God. Are you here this morning? You are not born again. You've not invited Jesus into your heart. I want you to know that he loves you and cares for you. I want you to raise up your right hand and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, a sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Lord, as many that have prayed this prayer, please forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life. Let today mark the beginning of a new dawn. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Take the next few seconds. What do you want the Lord to do for you today? If you don't know what to ask, can I ask you to ask for mercy and for his help? Ask him to show you mercy. Ask him to show your family mercy. Ask him to show his church mercy. Ask him to show the nation mercy. Ask him that in today's Bible study, he will draft souls to himself. Father, today draft souls to yourself. Bring your word like never before. Heal the sick, set the captives free, loose the oppressed. Thank you for more good news on the way. We are grateful, Lord. Let myself, my household, obtain your help, your favor, your mercy today in the name of Jesus. I declare this day a blessed day. No evil shall befall us as individual and as a family and as a church in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. I want you to stretch forth your hand and believe God even for your miracle. Are you sick in your body? Just lay one hand upon your body, and the power of God will touch you. Mighty God, this morning we have come to say thank you once again. Again, we cannot thank you enough for the season of the unending open heaven that Jesus' house is in, the abundance of rain. We are grateful. And we are not sweeping everything you are doing under the carpet. We will shout it out loud. We will keep giving you thank again and again. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. This morning, Father, you have taught us that we should no longer dwell under the law, because anyone under the law cannot please you. Your word says in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 8, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Lord, we want to please you. Grace to rule over our flesh, we receive in the name of Jesus. Grace walk by the leading of the Spirit of God, we receive in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for your children, your homes, your families are blessed in the name of Jesus. As you go out today, the Lord will order your step. You will not walk in error. It shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. When we hear from you, it will be good news from your tabernacle in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone believing God for job, everyone believing God, even for one miracle or the other, scholarship, it is granted unto you in the name of Jesus. I pray today, those that may be sick, maybe you woke up with one evil dream will not prevail over you. Whatever good thing you have lost, whatever good thing the church have lost, fully shall they be recovered today in the name of Jesus. And I pray God will fill you with strength and wisdom, even to in Jesus' mighty name, we are friends. Surely, all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord ever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, God's goodness
is days
of your life, house of the Lord forever. Amen. Mm-hmm. The Lord bless you and bless your house. God bless you. Brother Ifa, if you are in the house, please wait behind. God bless you.